Right, we're ready to begin with Vanderbilt. Reminder, please turn off your cell phone ringers, and also please refrain from flash photography. We'll ask Coach Stallings if he'll begin with some overall thoughts of the game, then we'll take your questions just for the two student athletes, and then finish up with Coach. So, Coach, would you begin?
Well, we've just got beaten badly on the boards, and we gave them way too many second opportunities and third opportunities and fourth opportunities, and so that was the difference in the game. They just pounded us on the boards, and which is disappointing, and we our offense isn't good enough to recover or cover for when they get more of their misses than we do. So that's a total breakdown on our part, but they played better than we did, and that's the story of the game.
All right, we'll take questions just for the two student athletes. If you'll raise your hand, and we'll get the microphones to you. Go ahead, Bob.
This question's for Shane. You obviously didn't have your typical shooting game. It looked like maybe your leg or knee or ankle or something was bothering you. How are you physically? Did that bother you? And what was Arkansas doing to make it a tough game for you?
Well, I did roll my ankle there a little bit, but that's no excuse for it. I mean, not playing the way my team needed me to play today. I felt like I let the team down defensively and on the boards. And, you know, they did a good job of staying close to me and not allowing me to get free on shots. But, I mean, like Coach said, it really came down to defense and rebounding.
Okay, hands up. Other questions? Other questions for either of the student athletes? Raise your hand. Go ahead.
Shane, it looked like you were matched up on wings most of the game, and I think he was 1-for-9. Can you just talk about what you all were able to get done against him? And I would think you would take that type game from him most of the time.
Well, being that he's such a good player, I just wanted to, or we just wanted to stay close to him, not allow him to get open shots and try to trail him on screens and things of that sort. And, you know, he's a good player. He got a few shots that he usually makes that he didn't knock down, and we were able to get some stops on those possessions.
Hands up. Did you have another one, Bob? Go ahead.
This one's for Alex. I think you were shut out in Fayetteville, but you obviously had a great game today. Could you just talk about the difference in the game in Fayetteville and the game here today? Well, I guess maybe what you were feeling here you weren't feeling there.
It's the SEC tournament, so Coach always talk about just stepping up and taking it to another level and just playing harder. So I just wanted to come out and do whatever it took today to try to lead my team and teammates to victory, but unfortunately that didn't happen.
Okay, I think we have a hand in the back over here somewhere. Saw one.
Go ahead. For both of you guys, this time this loss, same thing happened last year. You guys lost Arkansas on a Friday. How tough are you guys heading into the NCAA tournament now?
Alex, will you take that first?
We obviously got some work to do as far as like our defense, like our coach said, but we're not going to lose any confidence. It's, at the end of the day, it's basketball. We just got to keep the confidence no matter what. But we're a good team. We just got to go to the drawing board and go with the game plan that Coach gives us.
That's same for Shane.
Just to piggyback on what Alex said, we got some things to work on. We just got to go back to practice and just continue to work hard and get better at the things that we didn't do so well today, and you know, head into the NCAA tournament with our heads held high and ready to play.
Okay, good.
Shane, what do you remember about last year when you lost in this round between, and then you guys made a good run in the NCAA tournament? What happened between losing that game and then getting yourselves kind of back up again for another run in the NCAAs? What happened that year, and how do you think you'll approach it the same this year?
Well, we just continue to believe in each other. You know, obviously we didn't want to lose that game or this one, but it's just one game, you know. And fortunately for us, we have the opportunity to right the ship in the NCAA tournament. We have the opportunity to keep playing. So, same as last year, just continue to get better in practice and be ready to play for next week.
Okay, we've got time for one more for either of the student athletes. If you have one, raise your hand. All right, thank you, fellas. You be excused to the locker room. Thank you for coming. We'll continue on with questions for Coach Stallings. Raise your hand, and we'll get a floor mic to you. Hands up. Okay, let's go all the way to the back. Okay, go ahead, Bob, then I'll get back to you.
Yeah, can we talk about Shane's game today? You know, not a typical game for him and what Arkansas was doing. You thought to make it tough on him?
Well, Williams is a good defender, and he's got good size and good strength, and so he had a lot of help. I think that they were he had a lot of help, and again, their presence at the basket makes everything more difficult. Their athleticism at the goal is one of the deceiving parts about their defense, because it's not as easy to get things right at the basket as it is against a lot of teams. So, they did a good job on him, but I don't think we can expect Shane Foster to, what do you have, 25 over in Fayetteville, and I don't think we can expect him to be Superman every night. He is most nights, but he can't be Superman every night.
All the way in the back.
Coach Stallings, your team plays great defense today. When you hold Sonny Weems and Patrick Beverly to a combined 10 points, do you ever think you walk out with a loss?
Wouldn't have thought we would have lost, but the thing is, our first shot defense was okay, but it doesn't make any difference if you don't get the rebound. We were able to get them to miss, but when you don't rebound the ball, or when you allow them to rebound the ball, then they get a second try and a third try and a fourth try, and eventually they're going to score or get fouled. And so I wouldn't go so far as to say that our defense was good. It was probably okay, but our rebounding effort was pathetic. So that's my fault.
Okay, we have another question on the left side. So, yeah, okay. Go ahead. All right, okay, other questions? Raise your hand.
Coach, losing to Arkansas four times the past 2 years, what is it about them specifically that gives you guys problems?
I think their length and their athleticism. I just think their length at the goal and how athletic they are on the perimeter. We don't do a very good job of guarding Irvin, and he's hurt us in just about every game, and so I think that's it more than anything else.
So another hand over here. Who had a hand up? Anybody? I'll be right back to you. Go ahead.
Kevin, as disappointed as you sound right now, do you have any hope that you guys can make another run in the next tournament?
There's always hope. I'll feel better after we practice. I always do. So we just need to. Need to get to practice and work on some things, but I like our chances in the NCAA tournament, quite honestly, but again, it's all about matchups and all about who you draw and how you fit against how they fit, and so we'll just see what happens on Sunday, and then we'll go about our business.
You mentioned Gary Irvin. He had a pretty solid game all around. I just wonder what you thought of his game, and also Arkansas free throw shooting hasn't been one of their strengths, and they knocked him down pretty the last couple minutes. Would you comment on those two?
Yeah, well, they seem to play with a confidence against us that you don't see when they play some other teams, and so. Maybe the basket looks bigger to them when they play us.
Okay, another question, Coach? I know you don't look up.
Hold on for a second. What was that? Pretty efficient. Scored 18 points, took 7 shots. That's usually a pretty good sign. A little better than he played in the last game against Auburn. Go ahead.
Okay. I know you don't look at the rank. You don't put too much stock in the rankings or things like that during the season, but given what you guys have done this year, where do you see yourselves being ranked? Where do you think you guys deserve to be ranked going to the NCAA tournament in terms of seeding?
I'm not going to get into that speculative, we deserve this or we deserve that. Committee will decide what we deserve, and that I'm sorry, I just don't care to answer that kind of question because I don't think it makes any difference.
Okay, any other questions in the back? Got time for one more, anybody? All right, we'll finish up right here, Bob. Last one.
I guess most people thought Arkansas, if they won this, they clinched a bid if they weren't already in. Just what do you think? How good are they? And what do you think about them as an NCAA tournament team?
They're good when they play us. They're good when they play us. I think their NCAA tournament chances, probably like anybody else, it depends on who they draw. But they've certainly got pieces, and they've got talent. So I would imagine it's just about matchups and again how they fit against who they draw compared to how who they draw fits against them. Thank you very much.